Thursday Shir Kuf Tazayan.
Toshma, Moes Mefuzori Sareilu Shalom. Amai, Olo Yoda de Nofal Mine. He doesn't know that he dropped it. Slochiu Shalom he does. Also, Nami, there's Yodo, being down that the Ksavia, the word Nami is not here. Hosom nami ki Rabbi Tzchok, the Omar Rabbi Tzchok, Odom Mosui Lemashmesh Bekisri Bechol Sho. Ochenami Odom Mosui Lemashmesh Bekisri Bechol Sho. So the Gemara asked the Kasha from Motzo Moiz Mefuzor Yisarei Eilu Shaloi. Why Moiz Mefuzor Yisarei Eilu Shaloi? It's not a Yiu Shaloi Midas. He doesn't know that he dropped. Moses could have it so the Adam also the mashmash be kisse be chol sho. So the right gives the hosom nami could have it so. So that's all his word or did they take out the nami? But I give more state nami. So we get what we spoke yesterday of the sugi before in Machnashe, the Bedori is mitzad Yush and mitzad Hefka. If Machnashe, the Bedori, mitzad Hefka, so you can't say hosom nami. What is hosom nami? Awesome, Ms. Yush. If the sugya before is also a parasha for Yush, awesome, Nami. Kenza. Kabbalah from the Gemara says, Adam osu lemashmesh bekisri bechol shav v'shav.
Nami is going to Rabitzah.
No, awesome, Nami ke Rabitzah, not Nami ke Rabitzah. So we'll have to answer that awesome Nami means
Nami
on the Yush. You want racism, that's how you don't race. If we race it, we race it. We swing on the side, and we don't race it. So it's not going to Rabbi Tzchok. Yeah, we'll see in a second the Tesis. Tesis will ask why the Gemara, why Rabbi Tzchok didn't speak about the Mishnah. And mekol lo kaimoyes mefuzor esarei eilu sheloi, and the Gemara refers to chiyu sheloi midas, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Tzchok, the Omar Rabbi Tzchok, odom osi lemashmesh bekisei bechol shor v'shor, the Melis is a yush midas. The Gemara is mamshich toshma. Igule dveila vekikor ishal nachte. Hare eilu shaloi amai o lo yoda de nofal minei. Hosom nami agav di yekire meida yediya. So our girsa is agav di yekire, they're heavy. So the goyen understands that the nami goes like a Rabbi Tzchok. Someone had said the Gemara before. So the goyen says you have to raise the word nami. Rashi says, what is Yakiri? What Rashi says, what is Yakiri? Heavy. So no shar is the Rabbi Tzchok. You just feel it. The Goyen and Isa Aleph brings down that the Rosh has a girse Hosom Kevon de Chashivi. So then you go as Nami. Hosom Kevon de Chashivi, Nami, Odom Mashmash Bekisa Bechol Shor, like, and Moes, people are Mashmash Bekisa Bechol Shor. So then you go as the Nami. If you go as Yakiri, so you're not going as the Nami. You're going like that the Nami really goes on Rabbi Tzchok, not Stam Nami and the Yush.
Because Yakiri.
Not because Yakiri, because Hashiv.
Because it's
dark,
it's not because
Hashiv. No, something is important. He checks if it's there. The person doesn't put his hands. A Yid doesn't put his hands in his pockets. Stop. No, Tarnish. Tarnish. The reason a person is mamashmish because he has money, he checks. He checks. You have to understand, bekisoy bichlal doesn't mean pocket. Also, the colors bekisoy lebeis hamedrash, they had like a wallet. So you can go with a belt money, they had like a wallet. This was called kisoy. And he would check the whole time if he has money there. This is the way, this is Kisa, and the halacha is, you're not allowed to go and be some medrash with that, be some mikdosh. Be Kisa, this is a double, this is a Kisa, this is Mukta and Shabbos, this is called Kis, in Lashon of Chazal. So, Odom also be mashmash be Kisa, if something is choshuv, he's also be mashmash. The Kira is no shaykh is the chashivas, the Gemara is mamshich. Toshma, ve l'shoyne shel argimon, areilu shaloi. והמייל יודע לנופל מיני, עושם נמי, אגב זה חשיב, ממש משמיש משבור, וכן רבי צחוק. זה אינטרסנט. If we go here, so the חשיבי in the first Gemara, so it's the same, all of these three are רבי צחוק. If we not go here, so the middle one is because it's heavy, and we will raise the word נמי. So what the answer is, so it's more מסתבר than it's מצד יקירי, the middle one is מצד חשיבי. Being a ראי. The first one is Kedra Bitzchok. The second one, the Gemara asks a Kashe, Toshma Vigule Tveile, she answers Yekiri. The last one, she answers a Kashe, Toshma Lashen Shel Argamon, Chashiv. If we're going as in the middle of Chashivi, all the three is Rabitzchok, Rabitzchok, Rabitzchok. If we're going as Yekiri, it's heavy. All this they're going here, it's Aleph. So the middle one is beside it, it's heavy. So the Gemara says, we take off the Nami. So how it's mashma the Gemara? It's mitzad chashivi or mitzad yekiri? What? Chashivi or yekiri? Very good. Not chashivi.
It's the way you place the
mission. No. Not because the order. Look good in the Gemara. Not only in the Nami. Look good in the Gemara. And the Gemara in the middle case, she doesn't finish Kedar Rabbi Yitzchok. The first case, Kedar Rabbi Yitzchok. The middle one, the Gemara is not saying Veked Rabbi Yitzchok, and the third one, the Gemara says Veked Rabbi Yitzchok. Why the middle one doesn't say Veked Rabbi Yitzchok? The answer was the middle one is not Keder Rabbi Yitzchok. It's not Mitzad Mamashish Bekisrek. The middle one because it's heavy, B'meile, he's Margish. It's a shtickle meduyek that the middle one is not Keder Rabbi Yitzchok. Yes, why? Because this is the order of the mission, so this is the way it is. But fakad, if you learn good in the Gemara, it's mashma that the middle one is not going to get Rabbi Yitzchok. I'm asking, but why? The bottom one also has a nami, and the Gemara finishes veked Rabbi Yitzchok, and the middle one is in a pshat etov. I'm just learning to learn pshat. All of this, toshma. המועצה מועצה בסכנסיר של הגותם מדרושת וכל מוקם שהרבי מצויים שם הראילו שלו כדי שהבאי למסיעש עם בולו יודה דנופה מיני אמר רבי צחוק עודו מוסוי למשמש בכיסר בכל שם עודו מוסוי למשמש בכיסר בכל שם זאת תייס שטל זה קשה תאים כיוון שכבר ישנו ממסניסים דמועס מפוזורס עמי פור יחסו מאח ברייסי, אם אני אז דקה שאני אנצרת. אז דקה שמוצא מויס מפוזורים, and you answered, כדי רבי צחוק עוד ומוסי למשל בכיסי בכל שעו. So you answered it already. So why are you asking it again? ויש למה דברייסי עלים אלי להגשו. ממש מדי בכל עניין אבל שלוי. אף אגב דאי כסימן, מדמוק את טיימה שהרבים מצויים שם. משהו נמי אבל גם זה שכזה הגביע עדיין הרבה לבין ובסמדש ולראה לה שלא תאי זה סס זה ברייסס בדובו שיש בסימן and even so is מייאש the Gemara will say later because it's עקום דיר רבי מצויים שם so is מייאש but he doesn't know that it fell so חיוב שלו מידס so this is the reason the Gemara is asking from the Brayse the Gemara is not asking from the Mishnah כאילו even that she answered the Mishnah she has another kasha from the Brayse For it, I'm giving it, I don't understand what is the difference. Yerushalayim Midas lo yavi Yerushal fi Abai. You have a kasha from the Mishnah Keder Rabbi Yitzchok. You have a kasha from the Braise. Why the Braise's kasha is a better kasha from the Mishnah? That is because the Braise has a simen. So what if it has a simen? So why the guy is Miyash? Because it's going to find it, it will not give it back. So why is it a better kasha? What makes this kasha a better kasha? What makes this kasha a better kasha? As they freak up, keep it. So we will try to miyash of all of these ach. I want to start a little bit to be masbir the divrei gemara. Gemara has a kasha from Motzah Mois Mefuzor Esar Eilu Shaloi. The gemara says we can have bitzchot. Adam osu lemashmesh bekisay bechol shom. Rabbi Yashiv in Sefer Ha'Oris on Bob Metzia already shtells. He says that on shekels and these zachim there's no adam osu lemashmesh bekisay bechol shom. The male, if you find a shekel, you can't take it. Not all Muslim mashmash,
because
of the whole show. Why is it a chel? What? Why is it a chel? Well, let's speak about shekels. Maybe Amol, there was no little money like that. Or maybe Andrew wants to say that Amol, all the money was in one big packet. The person checked his money, the person has in his jacket, and the two sides are both little shekels. He's not sure even where he is. He, someone calls the collect. He's not sure he has. He doesn't know if he has. You see, the guy does like this. Well, why is he doing like this? He's checking if he has enough. Okay, so he doesn't know. What? So, the Torah says, there's little money. People are not in the mashmash. There's not going to be said over a lot of times. I heard from Shalom Pavarsky when he was living in Ponovich. He found 50 pounds, sterling pounds, English pounds. And they went to ask the Chazanish if they're allowed to take it or not. The Chazanish says, Chamishne, Motzo Mois Mefuzor Yisraelu Shaloi. That means a shaylef, different quantity of money, a different country, if it's called a semen or not. But Chazanish Gnem Tzachon at 50 pounds is not a semen, even that. That day's 50 pounds were a lot of money, and especially in the yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael, it could be a semen. But as Chazanish said, Motzo Mois Mefuzor Yisrael Eilu Shaloi.
50
pounds. No, I'm not asking Rabbi Yashiv. So they went there, Chazanish said, Motzo Mois Mefuzor Yisrael Eilu Shaloi. Eilu Shaloi. As the Chazanish, but Kaiman on you, Shalom Yidas, Lo Yavi Yush. So why are you allowed to keep it? So it says, Kedar Abitzchok. Adam Asi the Mashmash Bekisa Becholosho. They went back to Ponovich. It was four Bochim. Everyone sat in a different corner and they looked in the Bismarmash. For 2 hours, no one was the Mashmash Bekisa. No one was the Mashmash Bekisa. They went back to the Chazanish and they said, no one is the Mashmash Bekisa.
It's
not a right. No, the mashmash bekisa bechol shom. The Chazanish said, even so, the halacha doesn't change. Not of his baby, I'm not going to the hemshach. It's not going to get to the shir. No, meshanes. The halacha is motzav bote midrashos. Motzav bote midrashos. Motzav bote midrashos. Motzav. I didn't say it in the first piece. I waited till the second piece. Motzav bote midrashos. I heard once a teretz, it could be this is a teretz, and taste this is kasha. Why Rabbi Yitzchok said it in the second thing? Gemara knew in the first thing you could answer, Adam Osi the Mashmash Bekisa Bechol Shoh. But the Gemara get Rachma Zevi Yali, the guy that likes to learn, the Lama Mashmash Bekisa Bechol Shoh. So the Meile, the Gemara said, but dear, you can answer Adam Osi the Mashmash Bekisa. Can Rabbi Yitzchok? Even dear, Adam Osi the Mashmash Bekisa Bechol Shoh, when the stack is there, Shvel. People will not be mashmash b'kisa b'chol shah. So Chazanish said, even so, the halacha doesn't change. I'm shying by the mashu. Mikoyach Dad says, if you find money, you have to give it to tzedakah. You're not allowed to keep it. Why? He says, we don't know what to do. Nichle lehinish levev al mitzvah b'mamayne. It's no semen. You can't give it back. I says, okay, maybe in the end of the shiur we'll get to Rabbi Kivegi. I will explain a bit better the psak. Rav Scheinberg would say, other people, you find money, you give it to this dog, and this is my kids. Not they find money, we give it to the dog, and we choishish to Rav Scheinberg. We choishish to the ma'aseh. Today is not all the mosi l'mash b'kisa b'chosho. So they spoke about Panovich, but the ma'aseh. Rabbi Yashi says, a small money, people are not, big amount of money, people have a mashmash taki kisa b'chol shor. When it's not a big amount of money, people don't have a mashmash. But Chazanish said the halacha doesn't change. I want to explain a little bit more before we go into the chilik, the chidegen, the magimishin of the sugya. The famous smaisi of Mitzvah Kimchonon, famous, big, it was nisparsim, the goyimis of Mitzvah Kimchonon spectrum. Mitzvah Kimchonon was a yid that every year he would go for a month to a yarid and he would buy some things, and that he would sell the whole year. And that he would sell it the whole year, he would sell it the whole year. And from that he would have a parnos of the ganze yo. So he had an extra amount of money, he would buy some schayra, and he would sell it the whole year. Like this, he would sit and learn, he had like a little thing, it was materials that he sold, he would sell it for an hour in the morning, he'd learn the whole day. But once a year for a month, he had to go to the main city, then he would buy all the materials. After 20 years that he's doing it, his Rebbe told him, Chaval on that month that you don't learn. I will go for that month. You tell me exactly what you buy, how you buy it. And I will buy it. So she went. And she bought, she went to Yarid. She found out where they sell all these materials. When she was about to pay, she put her hand in her purse. The money was not there. I didn't know what to do. The money was not there. So I started to look. It was the money from Parnassus from the Ganze Yos. The Parnassus from the Ganze Yos. The money there was the Ganze Parnassus from the Ganze Yos. Started to look for it. Look for it. After a bit, they found a person that found it. They asked the person to give it back. He said, "Aloha is motzo mois. Even though there's a semen here, it's inside a bag, and there's a semen. But the Gemara says, 'Beir shiruba akum,' you don't have to give back. That's what the Gemara says. Dav chuf dalet. But beir shiruba akum, the person is meyash, because he knows that the goyim will not give it back. So aloha is bedavo sheish besemen. The person is meyash beir shiruba akum." You made a vow, you dropped it. It's Ir Sharuba Akum, you're Miyash. So we made, I'm sorry, I can't give it back. She told him, Rachmanis, you know, it's the Parnosa for the Ganze Yo for my husband. We don't have this money, we will not manage to live. He said, I'm also very poor. My family doesn't know what to eat. If I give it to you, my kids, I'll be Aloha, it's mine. I can't give it back. So the person said, Areilu Shaloi. Ah, Yehu Shaloi Midas. The Torah says, Adam also the Mashmash Bekisa Bechol Shah. Adam also the Mashmash Bekisa Bechol Shah. So that Adam also the Mashmash Bechol Shah. We made a Yumiyash. I is a semen. Yehu Shaloi Barak. She said, Rachmanis. Rachmanis. They went to Rabbi Tzak Yilchonah. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchonon paskened that you have to give it back. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchonon paskened that you have to give it back. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchonon paskened that you have to give it back. I asked him why. He said, Yerushalayim Midas. Kaimon Ke Abaye, Yerushalayim Midas. Le'aviyyim. I said, I don't understand. Motzo Moes Mefuzois. Hareilu Shaloi. He's Miyash. Ah, he's a semen. Bibishiru Ba'akum. Semen doesn't have. So Mechon said, Yushalay Midas, Loyavi Yush. That's guy, so everyone was wondering, what's the pshat? How you could say Yushalay Midas? It's the Chiyush Midas. Chai, what is the answer? Why is he Yushalay Midas? Try the tip.
She went to look for it.
Yeah. Zogim was a gochon. No. Zogim was a gochon. The money doesn't belong to the Isha, it belongs to the husband. The husband never knew that she lost it. It's not you, Shalem Midas. Ah, he sends her a shliach to buy. Litkun eshtartich v'loy leivusi. He didn't give her a koach to miyash. It's not a man or a shlech to miyash for him. He's giving her a schus to buy with him. Mainly, you should have midas, and I have a yush. Mainly, you have to give back the money. This was the psak of Yitzhak Elchon. Mainly, the poskim have a big shayla that when you find money today, the shayla who lost it? The husband or the wife? And then today, most of the husband sitting and learning, so most of the money is the noshim. The old days, the noshim stayed home. The men went out to work. Now, Baruch Hashem, most Yidden are sitting and learning. Now, most people are sitting and learning. So, maybe most of the money, it's most people that even Chuyim Hashem Asaveide are sitting and learning. And while they're sitting and learning, so the money belongs to the wives. So maybe even if you find money, lechua, you would have to give it back. So if you find 200 shekels on the street, and the tzad, Moshe, the kid, took it, he's on the way home, he's on the way to the makola to buy food for his parents, and he lost it. And you find it, we saw us the other. What age? If the kid is small, he said, "Aveda midas." But cotton doesn't help because he doesn't have a das. Or his parents. The shayla is, if you find money, lechura the aloha had to change. And here, lechura, you don't have the chazanish.
It's different.
Then the wife goes, she buys what he needs for the tzolchei habayis. She sits and learns. She goes to the store to buy. He gave her money to sit and buy.
Do you see fits? Yeah. You know the cheshbon, you know, and it's a go buy the apple.
How do you know? I don't understand. You know what you do, maybe what you do. The person gives his wife money to buy in the store.
Doesn't always give a list exactly like this.
He tells her to go to buy.
She's running to do whatever you need with all the money.
I'm not sure. Most people in the world don't do like that. He gives him money to buy it in the store, to go Erev Pesach, to go to buy for the store. He's not giving money to Miyash. He lets it to go to do Shabbi for Pesach. Ganz klar, so buys for Pesach. Ganz people buy food for Shabbos. That money is made, now she doesn't have a schus to Miyash. He doesn't give a schus to Miyash. Not makna to her.
There's no such to say that the wife or the husband has the money, but the money was Miyash.
What?
There's no
such
to say that the money, the wife will owe her husband now the money. But the money is...
The money is a cheftu.
No,
that's
what I'm saying. I'm
not understanding it. This is what the Bitzik Yilchon said. When you give your wife money, it's nishtaze. The money belongs to you and she has to buy. So Mele, he says, if you find money, the shayla is, you could take it. Shayla, who lost it? If you find an yeshiva, say that. Also, a lot of times, parents give money, bachim, mom, to pay rent. Bach is not allowed to use the money. He gives him maybe 5 shekel to spend, 20 shekel to spend, 100 shekel to spend. However, the 2,000 shekel that he gives him is to pay the rent. And then bachim loses that money, and that's a posh that he could be miyash with the money. Father's not making him to the money, his father let him take out money and pay the rent. The bachim goes and gives it to something else. It's a gezel. So the shayla is medavis in the mitzvahs. I want to leave this a second. We'll learn the sugya barachove, and maybe with that we'll go back after. There's two noisim in the sugya. One noise is a magid mishne. The magid mishne in Perik Yudalet Milchus Gzele Ve'Aveide Halacha Hey. The Rambam paskins Yushalay Midas Afilu Bedovo She'en Bo Simen Eino Yehush. Keitzah. Gemara says, if you see some of the traps money straight away before you had time to mamashish b'kisa, you're not allowed to take it. It's a Gemara. So the Rambam paskins in Perik Yudalet Halacha Hey, Yush Midas Afilu Bedovo She'en Bo Simon Eino Yush. כיצד נופל מנודינו ולא יודע בו שנופל אבל בשביל שיודע בו שנופל ישייש הרי זה אין איוש עד או עד שיבוד הבעלים שנופל אבל אם הבעלים אומרים שמה נסעתי ופלויני שמה במגדלו שמה מועיסי בחשמה אין זה איוש or he looks in his pocket and he doesn't find the money he says okay maybe I left the tag in the room check when I come back so it's not miyash but even if he finds out that the money is not in his pockets of the Rambam but he doesn't think that he dropped it he thinks maybe he left it somewhere so it's also not yush that's of the Rambam zog the Magid Mishneh but we don't know if the guy was miyash or not we're not sure what is the halacha misafik you misupik if the guy was miyash or not You must look at the guy was Miyash or not. Zog the Magid Mishnah. Veda. Shenire min asugye. Veda. Per Yudah al Aloch Erei. Veda. Shenire min asugye. Shekol dobo sheyesh bo ilochush im yeidu abayim min efiloso im lav osur bisofek lefisho. Lefisheshom omru. Yabi moes mefuzoris arayilu sheloi. והקשין על עוד הבעיה ופרקין על עוד המוסי למשהו בגיסי בכל שום על מסתובב בדובר שאין לתלוי סוי עושו תלבוך אלוי מי קשה ומי פירוקה זה נראה לי וכל הסוג יהיה מוכח זו כדי מגיד מישהו סופק יירוש you מסופק ענה you don't have the בעלים המייה השנה I said, I don't know if the money belongs to the husband or not. Sofek. Sofek if the Bailim is Miyash or not. Zog the Magid Mishneh, it's awesome. V'oraya, the Gemara says, V'holo Yoda de Nofar. Maybe Yoda. What is the Gemara's kash? Motzo mes mefuzor tzareinu shaloi. Frek the Gemara v'holo Yoda. Frek the Gemara v'holo Yoda. Frag die Gemara vor aller Jode. End von die Gemara, oder muss ich lemaschmisch? What is the Kashi vor aller Jode? But maybe yes and maybe not. Steht er, that maybe yes and maybe not, you're not allowed to take the money. Also ist mir jasse, der Magid Mishne. Sofik Yerush is also. And he repeats himself in Perik this word. Magid Mishne says the same thing again. That Sofik Yerush is also. Now, the shaila is why Sofik Yerush is also. V'chein muchach kol asugye. We the Vayel saw Machnash de Bedori. We saw the Gemara from Mois Mefuzoris. We saw the Gemara from Kikor, from Igulit Veilo. We saw the Gemara from the Shoyne Shel Argomon. We saw the Gemara from Motzom Mois and Botek Nesiris. Four Gemaras. It's not muchach that he's not Meyash. All of them could be he is Meyash. Could be he's not Miyash. It's not a Sofik if he's Miyash or not. It's not a Sofik if he's Miyash or not. So what is the Gemara's Kasha and Abaye? Abaye was usually Midas Lo Yavi Yosh. If the guy Taki doesn't know, Lemosho. Why do I get Mishnah is here? Because when you read the Rambam, you could have a mistake. This is the reason he comes and he says, Veda. Usually Midas, I'm reading the Rambam again. אפילו בדובר שאין בי סימן אינו יירוש כיצד נופל ממנו דינו ולא יודע בו שנופל נופל דינו ולא יודע בו שנופל אף על פי שכשידע בו שנופל ישייאש הרי זה אינו יירוש עתו מספיק על הקייס זוג נמגיל משנה we're talking that he knows that we have Motzo, Sela Bashuk Shanoim Rim Nisyash what we have here in the Gemara Motzo Mois Mefuzo Yisrael Yidu Shalai Rambam passing it also in the Rechalef the Rambam passing it but the Rambam says so you could have a mistake It's mashma the Rambam v'lo yoda boi shenofal. It's not a yush. Mashma if you have a sofek, it would be a yush. Zog the Magid Mishnah, no, misafek, it's also asur. The only reason when you find money you're allowed to take him, it's gedera bitzchok. She'odom osu lemashmesh bekisri b'chol sho. But misafek, you're not allowed to take it. So every time when we find money, without Rabbi Yitzchok, no melos lois Rabbi Yitzchok now, you find money, you misupik if the guy is meyayish or not. You're allowed to take it misupik or not. Zog the Magid Mishnah, you're not allowed to take it misupik. Veda. Vechein muchach kol asugya. What is the Gemara's kasha? Motzo mois mefuzoris, motzo aigule dveile, motzo neshene shel argumon, motzo bodek nesiyas. What is the Gemara's kasha? Ari it's a suffix if you meyayish or not. You don't know for sure. So the Magid Mishnah muchach misafek etzos. Neshayle why? So the Magid Mishnah is loshen. Veda, she'ani reken nasu, yeshekol dobo, she'shloch shmoyim yedo abayim filosim lav, osu misafek. Amme mistove bedobo she'elid lo is osu. It's osu misafek. Why it's osu misafek? What is the Hezbollah? Why it's also misafik? So the Pashtus. Why it's also misafik? How you will explain it? Why it's also misafik? Sabe Yisro. The Shaila is, when someone owes you money, safik if you owe money or not. The halacha is, amoitzi mechaveh ro'yolav aray. We have a suffix if someone owes you money or not. The halacha is amoitzi mechaveiro yolav aray. We mentioned already in the beginning of Zman. Nekundas asfekes. Why every time when you have a suffix moment we don't say suffix deirais elochubla suffix gezel? And the answer is that dine amomen the dine isurim golufi the dine amomen, right? That's the halacha. You pass in the Cheshen Mishpat, and if you pass in the Mishpat, you pass in the Yisurim. And not only that, after you pass in the Cheshen Mishpat, if you make Kaddish Ha'isha, she's be Kudesh, she's be Teres Vadai, then this is the way it works. Lecheura Hashava Saveida is also a part of it. You could have said, no, maybe Lesucha Leisalem, Boshet Hashivim, are not from the Cheshen Mishpat Dike Mitzvahs. It's from the Yisurim Dike, so I have a Sofek Yisur. So we could answer, Sofek Yisur. You can't keep it misafik. It's not misafik day raisa. But it's not mashma. Mashma that Shabbos Aveide is like we see it. So Reb Nochum wanted to say a hesber that can zayin. Even that maybe I'll explain the shaila. The halacha is someone has an animal and has a baby. Sofik pchoy. The kohen goes and he grabs it. Took for Koyan, ain't with you. Yes, sir. You suffered, I took it. I found the Aveda. Suffered if you me yash or not. I took it. Hareinu shaloi. Is the aloha of the Koyan is not allowed to be taken? The aloha belongs to you. And if I'm taken, She also lit Koyan. She can also lit Koyan. So what is the kasha? Hareinu shaloi. If he took it. You suffered, Hareinu shaloi. So if we say Hashem HaSaveide is different from Dine HaMomen, I hear. But if Hashem HaSaveide is not different from Dine HaMomen, Hashem HaSaveide is not different. So some want to say, I said, Reb Nochum, as I spoke, that in Tokfer Koyen, on the tzad that it's Matis Kehuno, I have a right to take it. So I want to take my right. You say no. So you're the Muchzik. If I take it, and Hashem HaSaveida, I'm not a mechut. This is. Suffolk with miyash and that you can't grab. It's not talk for kain after. Now, we'll take the shayla. A guy will say, it's a nusach hefker. And he made a hefker before shtayim, not before sholosh, and says, I can't say chushim mishpik a shayla. So the suffolk, we leave it by him, yeah? The guy said, okay, but the Rambam says, talk for kain, and we'll see me other. There's no other halacha. The halacha of the Koyan is, well, I have my rights. He has his rights. We have an argument. The halacha is the tfisa is mechiach to him. I can make a tfisa. But when there's only one man there, Omar, mikel ish machin a tfisa. But Rab Kivei Eger, and the chidush of Rab Kivei Eger here, Rab Kivei Eger says an der revolt. Am Kiveger is mashma that the morikame is machria de shayla. Not stam. Misofik, you can't do it. I'm explaining. Am Kiveger, when he says the loshen, he says the morikame is machria. And again, kiilu, before I came to grab, while there's no argument, the morikame is machria that he's the bailim, and he becomes the bailim b'tei rasvada. And he becomes the bailim b'tei rasvada. Azeh Rav Kiveger lo is pshat. It's mashmar, but out what we're saying even. We're saying that the pshat is, you can't make a tfisa from Yemen, misafik he's the owner. He was the muzik, he was the morikame. But tfisa helps, tfisa only helps when you have a psatzad to be tefis. Kiveger is mashmar stam, the morikame is machria de shayla. Fragt Rav Kiveger on himself, how I could say that the morikame is machria de shayla. Tesvis and morikame, we know the shayla if yush koine or not. But metzia, we know yush koine if it's not bisur seliyod. And gezel, it's a more morikame dachsa machbov. Omer ulet var teire yush koine. Fragt Tesvis and morikame yush koine. In Aveda we know that Bisuras and the other Yush is not koine. So what is the tzad that in Gezel Yush is koine? As if like Tesis in Babakam and Raf Samachvov or Mudalev, Dibu Hamaschil or Chenam. Ava gav shir Yosh Moil ba Aveda Bosar da Osu li Yodhi, ki de Koma Olav keiva ni Miyah Shmori mi ni Mikabei da Osu li Yodhi, ki de Mabai li Metzias Behedye, Mikol Mokoyim, Boy, the male of Shapir, the Yush Koine, Begezel, Bosa the Osuli Yode, the Metsia Nami, Neishelo Koine in Anze, Shelo Yitzorich Lohoshi, Velipoto Legam Roil, Mikol Ischai Beashova, Mikol Mokem Oyokoine in Anze, Shelo Ischai Beshalem Kim Domim, Kmoinega Begezel. This is Mechadish Achirush Otsum, then Lemande Omar. Yushkoine begzeile beaveide, even if it's beisura or seleyode, it doesn't mean that you're not koine the chayfetz. You koine the chayfetz, but you have to pay the money. We have by also shayla yushkoine, yes, beisura or seleyode, no. And gzeile if yushkoine, not machleik, is babakamas and mahvov, omar ulet vartere, yushkoine. Fragtes is how it could be if the mokir of Yush is aveide and an aveide bisura so the other doesn't work. So what is the tzad that will work here? Fragtes says, but bisura so the other doesn't work. If you the first tzad of the Gemara, the man the Omer that holds that Yush b'gzeila will help will learn that bisura so the other avada the chayfetz you could be koine. The chiyuv domim, the chiyuv hashove will stay. So Fragtes give a hegel. So the mindset, the feel it's sad that if you pick it up, even if it's yours to the other, the chayfetz is yours. What do you have to pay back? The chiyuv domim. So if I find a money, and I pick it up, and the bailim is miyash later, what do I have to give back to the other person? Money. I have to give Dafka these coins? No. I just owe him money, right? So then already he's not the Morikame. Now it's a Sufik moment. Again, we're having a Shaila. The Magid Mishnah is Maimid the Shaila. And especially Maimid because could be in our days it's the Gea. The Gemara state when you have a Sufik, if you, she cannot take. This is his diuk from the Gemara. From all the four questions, the Gemara answers, it's a for sure. we started, for that, we go back. Today the Maaseh stays a suffix. We don't know who's right. Yeah. We don't know. Something about Riyash is something. We don't know. We don't have our chores. Yeah, news fakers came up. Now, the Shaila is, if you have a suffix, if a Sefer is kosher or not, some of the suffix you don't use it. So we have a suffix. How are you allowed to take the money? You find money, how are you allowed to take it? How are you allowed to take the money? You find money, how are you allowed to take it? So we're going to the Yaseida Shaila. The Magid Mishnah says, Muchach Bikol Asuge, Kivege says he means these four Gemores, that the Gemore is asking a Kashe, Holo Meyash, that if you have a Sofik, if the guy is Meyash or not, the Sofik you can't take it. Why you can't take it? The Sofik Isu. Kivege says, Molikami. Frank of Kivege, but if you're Shkoyne Begzeme. So the Teretz's Bisura Seliode means the Chavitz is yours, you have to pay for the Chavitz. That the Amar that Engs Yush Begzele means Bisur Seliyada Yush never works at all. But if you say the Bisur Seliyada Yush works, this what? You're not kind. You're kind of the Chayfetz, but you owe the money. So Be'etzim, you take the Chayfetz, you wait till he's Meyash. Now the Shaila if you owe money or not. So Misafik, you will not have to pay. This is the Rav Kiv Eiger, the Ksav Echoysom, the Lange Arichis of the Rav Kiv Eiger. This is what Rav Kiv Eiger is asking. What we have to say is that the tzad of thesis that Yush Begzele will work, the thesis is yours and you owe the money, why you owe the money? Zog the Ktzois, the Yush only helps on the Heftze, doesn't help on the Shavius. So it's not the Pshat you owe money. Klapi the Shavius, it stays his. So he stays Becheskes Morikam. He stays Becheskes Morikam. Mikol Magoyim. This is what the Magid Mishneh Be'etzem feels eyes from argument. So Rab Kiveiger B'Tech HaDvorim, I can't find it here, but Rab Kiveiger B'Tech HaDvorim says, and maybe he has an answer, maybe on Tesis is Kash. Why we ask the Kashe from the Mishneh? And then we ask the Kashe from the Braise. Motzim about the Knesiyas and the Midroshes. Arelu Shalom. Chiyu Shalom Midas. And the Gemara answers Ki Rabbi Yitzchok. And the Kashe was, and the Gemara already answered. It's like Teizu Vim Toima. Teima. 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 Came in the Gemara. Hukshu Vim Asnitz in the Maris Mufuzores. And my poor Suayich in my Braise. And Rabbi Yitzchok, why didn't you stole himself on the Mishneh? Why in the Mishneh you say Ki Rabbi Yitzchok? And the Mishneh, who dropped it? Who dropped it? Who dropped it? A Yid or a Goy? Who dropped the money? All right, who dropped the money? How do you know it was a Yid? Maybe a Goy. Suffolk. No, but the second said Mishneh. The first one stayed was? So you're right. We speak in place that it's Roy Bisrael. It's Roy Bisrael. How about it? If there's no Roy Yisrael, he's Meyash anyway, because Mr. Med Goy will take it. But now you have a Sofik if he knows or not, right? So you have two Sfakis. So when you find money, you have a Sofik. Who dropped it? A Yid or a Goy? And even if a Yid, maybe he's Meyash, maybe not. So Mr. Sofik, Sfakis, you're allowed to take it. Maybe the Pshat and the Mishneh, why are you allowed to take it? Sofik Yid, Sofik Goy, and even Yid, maybe he's Meyash. Freidig morgen, but the Knesset is but the Midrash is. Dear, it's a Yid. Later, of course, now the Gemara said that it's also a Goy. But the Midrash is a Goy. So, Kveger Be'etzim comes with a Chak. And he says, when you have a Sfik Sfeike, maybe you're allowed to take it. Sfik Yid, Sfik Goy. Sfik is Miyash, Sfik is not Miyash. Okay, the Gemara did not answer it. And the Gemara Weistois learned that other we're talking a place Shekula Yisrael, other the Gemara didn't hold that it's a Sfek Sfeike. We don't know what is the answer and this Cheshman from Rav Kiveiger. And Rav Kiveiger says, could be, Tezis is asking a very stark Akasha. Why the Gemara is asking Akasha from the Braise when you asked it on the Mishneh? And Rabbi Yitzchok, instead of being on the Mishneh, he's in the last case in the Braise, and in every Kasha, Vekin Rabbi Yitzchok, Nami Kin Rabbi Yitzchok, yes, Vekin Rabbi Yitzchok. Let it be Mesudah, this is Beis Kasha. And Beis answers the Teretz that is very Shver, and the second of Kiveiger does what is Beis's answer. Now there is a Siman. So, but the guy is Miyash. Second of Kiveiger, what is, I don't understand what is Beis's Teretz. But second of Kiveiger, we could have answered. We could have answered. What we could have answered? That in the Mishneh, you write that it's a Sofik, but I have another Sofik. It's a Miut Nochim. Alamot is Miut Nochim. So, you have a Sfik Sfeike. Even if it's Mechza al Mechza. So, the double Shesh Besime, you have to be Machis. The double Shesh Besime, you don't have to be Machis. Ah, you don't know if he's Miyash. Hey, but you don't know if he's a Yid. The Sfeksfeik, I'm allowed to keep it. Not a Sfeksfeik, it's not a Muchsin. The Gemara did not answer it. The Gemara did not answer it. Why I'm saying that? The Shaila is Alimol, if we could. I'm asking today, Sfeksfeik, not Lehafman. Every time you find money, you don't know if the guy is Miyash or not. Because you don't know if it's been Mashmash Bekisa. And if it's been Mashmash Bekisa, you don't know. Maybe it's a little kid. A kid can be Miyash. We'll see later in the Gemara, kids are not kids of Kivega. The second we'll see, kids cannot be Miyash. The old days, kids never had money. Today, it's an ayadol. Kids have money. Kids, you're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to take it. Then you have noshim. So you have roi, tanim, noshim, shoidim, that cannot be miyash. You have miut, gvorim, that the mitzvahs are not the mashmash. And then you have maybe little money is bichlal not the mashmash bekisa. Kisa was a place, people had money, they were mashmash. Today, people have money all over the place. Some people think you have one pocket, the animal put their money. Some people usually ask them for money, they start to take out the guns as well, they start to take out. So they don't know where to be mashmash even. They don't know where to be mashmash. Now the shaila is, I'm explaining from where comes the title for Rav Scheinberg. And remember, you can't even say that what the Chaznish said, that the halacha didn't change. This is the mitzias, people don't be mashmash. Chazal said they are mashmash. I hear what the Chaznish means. A person realizes if he has the money on him or not. That's the putty pocket. A person knows. About if it's noshim and it's ketanim and the mitzias is different. Kaimon can buy Yerushalayim. Megan Mishnah says we can muchach. And if you have a sofek, the answer to the Gemara has to be that it's a vada. As I said, the Megan Mishnah. If you mesupik, it's also. Those is the tenets of the Gemara. As they say, the Magid Mishnah. I will explain. I heard once a Torah that they wanted to say the Magid Mishnah is not right. Mesupik, you're allowed to take it. You know why the Gemara says that mesupik, you're not allowed to take it? Because the Alamot, Yerushalayim Midas Havi Yerush. We spoke yesterday, Zutah Shriyam. Zutah Shriyam, Rekula Al Mez Yerush. What is the difference, Zutah Shriyam? What is the difference Zutu Shriyam to Yerushalayim Midas? Zutu Shriyam is Anan Tzadi. Rav Gvega says here, what would be if a person, maybe I'll stop a second, we'll see the Tesis. Tesis asked the Kasha why we asked for the Braise after we answered the Mishnah. Look in Tesis, what Tesis answers. Zog Tesis. Yerushalayim Ma'al, the Mibraise Alimele Lakshur. The mashma, the bechol inyan arei Yerushalayim. Afa gav the ikas simen, min the muket time is harabi mitzuyim shom, the Gemara explains that even though there's a simen is miyash, because it's going u mashma nami, afa gav the bishvet. Shor shu ze ikbi adayin yo balavein yo bisamedosh ve lo yod asher nof al miyam. So Gemara says, an am mishne is dobo she'en bo yisimen. And the braise is dobo she'yesh bo yisimen, is miyash, because it's going adir, Frank of Kibbeheger, in the Ksav HaChoysom, we had a copy, look at Rav Kibbeheger. Rav Kibbeheger, in the Ksav HaChoysom. So the second piece. Teizu HaMasra Lamoy Tzomoyz. Dvreyem Mechusorim Avono. Mai Adifu Sekei Shemikoyach Yesh Boi Simon? Le'en Boi Simon. Do Hoche Abi Yesh Boi Simon, Oymen Lemiyash. Ve'abi, Kmo En Boi Simon. Kmo En Boi Simon. והם מחוסורים אבונו. מה עדיף הקושי מכוח יש בסימן? לאין בסימן. דאוך האב ביש בסימן, אומר ליש. ואב כמו אין בסימן. פרקתם כרגע. Tesis asks, it's a cloud. It's not a being toimer. It's a vetamer. Tesis is asking that it doesn't make sense that you ask from the braise after you read it three times said Rabbi Yitzchok. And it says, our Mishnah is אין בסימן, there is יש בסימן. So why is מיש? Because Rabbi מצויים שם. And now the guy doesn't know that it happened. But when he knows that it happened, he'll be miyash. There's no difference to ask from this case to that case. And Rabbi Gebehenger is marich and marich and marich. And then Rabbi Gebehenger says, I'll tell you. The end, the last piece. V'yeshli letaretz. It says, what happens with Dovo Shiesh B'Yisimen? We'll take the case of this lady. Yeah? She claims that she was never miyash. And the minute that she found the money was missing, she started to scream and look around the streets to look for it. So maybe we don't believe. Maybe we don't believe. Chazal says she's miyash. Oh, but she has a tainas bori. Al masnisin avde tzrichim letaimed odom osu lemashmesh ein echreach levada elo de megir lachesked de morikame kevin raglaim ledova odo yele vizyash avod bebreise de meir biyash besimim vizbar rabaylim viyovoyu abaylim viyoyim rutainas bori shelo yodu shanofa. We never knew that it fell. And then the minute that we knew that, we never knew that it fell. Not miyash. Not that I was not miyash. Not that I was not miyash. I never knew that it fell. I saw a sign that someone found money. Oh, I checked, that's me. I was never miyash. He's never, that he never checked. That's what we're doing. So, b'meile, when you find the money, it's not muchach yet. Maybe the Bailim will come and he will say that he was never miyash. So it's b'cheskas morikame. Masha'enken be'en b'isimen, that the Bailim could never come in the end because he doesn't know who you are. So already it's not b'cheskas morikame. And the mele misofik, you're allowed to take it. So what Rav Kiveger is saying is be'etzem, that there's two kinds of losing money. It's double she'en b'isimen, and it's double sheyesh b'simen. Double she'en b'simen, we know that eventually the Bailim for sure be miyash. There's no way they could know where it is. And double sheyesh b'simen, you're right that bederech kol the Bailim is miyash, but could be a matzav that the Bailim will come with as bori and will say that he's not miyash. We'll have to see later if he's neman or not. The Vege wants to say that if he's neman to say, it's tainas bori. So the Gemara says, we don't believe you. Vega is not discussing yet the Shaila if he claims that he was not Miyash when Chazal said that he's Miyash. But he claims that he never knew that he dropped it. And Rav Vega says, there'll be a Tainas Bori. And he'll be Neman to say, that we say no. The person for sure knows about it. But again, stating Rav Vega, the Zelba Zach again. That the shaila is if a person is neman to say, I never knew about it. I never knew that it fell. The marshal. Someone comes over to you, you dropped 100 shekel? Yeah? I promise you, I didn't know before that I dropped it. It's also a Yiddish shalai? Kivayga says no. Kivayga says no. The guy, Tainas Bori, he never knew that it fell. He never knew that it fell. So maybe it's not the Kivayge, but Dovo Shein B'Simen, for sure will come with the Yush. Dovo Shein B'Simen, sometimes Kudi will not fall with the Yush. So if then the Gemara has a Kashe, the Gemara answers, on the Mosul Mash, because of Hoshua, we name Tzachon Misofik that he knows, and Misofik you're allowed to take it. But again, stating Rav Kivayge, that if the Bailey will tell you that he never dropped it, he'll be never to say that he never dropped it. So that's in the Shaila bit. Here's the Shaila. When you find money, and you know the Bailim is not Miyash, if you're allowed to take it or not, it's hard to answer. It's hard to answer. The Gemara says, Odo Mosu Lemashmash Bekisle Bechol Shom. The Metzius is different, and when you know that it's different, Shaila says, Val, Misofik, he doesn't have to give it back to you, Val, it's a Shaila. So, Nichol Ileinish, Levevan Mitzvah Mamamayne, to do a Shabbos Aveda. At least give it to Tzedakah, it will be one of Shach. If it's yours, it's yours. And if it says you're giving tzedakah for him, epis to do for the bayli. Epis to do for the bayli. I was like, Nachmon, I don't know if it's true or not, but the shaila is, when you learn all these gemaras, it's not so glut. It's not so glut to say, motzo moyes, are ilu shaloi. It's not.